Hello?
I wondered if you were able to reach either Rogers or Russ.
Rogers is in the Bahamas.
Right, we let that go then.
So I think we should let that go.
Right.
Russ, we will notify at 8:15 tomorrow morning because we found out that the timing is such that they don't have to give the orders until 9.
Right.
And we'll see Mora simultaneously.
Right.
We've had a general talk with Mora, but Mora doesn't want, he prefers to be told in the presence of Russ.
Right.
And that way, I just have two borders, Mr. President. They get the messages out tonight.
Right.
That's what it's going to leak it.
I do. Well, I just wanted to tell Mora, and I figured you guys know, but I meant Russ, so you can tell him tomorrow at the same time.
But that
would be all right.
I get Russ tonight. He was away and he preferred to be seen. He knows we try to get him tonight.
Right.
And so right. I'll call him first thing in the morning.
Now,
Ross is not to be back until after New Year's, so we'll tell Alex Johnson tomorrow afternoon.
Right. All right, Tom. Now, I've been thinking about my own position. I'm inclined to think that I will have Warren come up here. I think he should make this announcement. I don't want to build it up. That's a thing we used to do other things up here, but I don't want to go down there, which will look like something is happening. And he could just be up there to make other announcements. He can make that in a low key way here.
Right.
Is that right?
But it should be seen in the lowest key way possible.
Well, if you see if it's done without my being, it's going to look a little too casual if I'm sitting around and can't do it.
My instinct is, Mr. President, quite honestly, that what did us in last time was that they got the impression we were very eager.
That's true, but
the more low key disability in the White House anyway, I think your personal involvement is.
Well, it may be that I'll just have to go down.
No, that would be worse. No,
that's probably
the choice between you going down and his going up.
Yeah.
There's no doubt that it's better for him to go up. It would be very bad for you to go down.
Well, that's the point.
Because
the thing is that it has to be, even though we want it low key, it has to be very clear that this is not no accident. This is my point. That's what it takes. I think that this is all a point of our deliberate policy. That's what I'm concerned about.
But I think that would come across in any way.
Well, I'll think about it all. The only thing I may do is to Warren may have to come up to make some other appointments announcements anyway, so he does all.
Right, but I think he'll pay for it later.
Because he is going to do it. I'm not going to let it do it on television or anything.
Absolutely not.
And I'm sure there's no television portion. So, it's just...
Well, it's no big thing. He can do it in 10 days.
Yeah.
But I think, frankly, we should keep you, it should be clear that it's you, but what we should do is to keep it in such a way that that right now they are the anxious ones for the first time again.
Yeah.
And the less it looks as if we needed this, the more it will pay off later on. And one mistake we made in November was to give such an impression of eagerness to settle quickly. The way to get it quickly is to seem indifferent. And that's why if we did it in the most matter of course, low key way possible, whichever that is.
Yeah, well,
I think it would be very bad for you to go down.
Well, that's the point. I'm sure the point of that. Anybody else that I don't think anybody else is to be informed. the only traffic that we know is due to maybe a half hour before the anomaly will inform some of the response wireless that is coming. They sometimes are highly complimented by that.
Right.
You know what I mean? The kind of a diagram.
Right. Yeah, that makes it too.
So, a low key, all the way up to that key, can I send you? Yeah. As in, make calls around there.
And the only trouble, Mr. President, if I can be candid, my experience with the Timmins operation is they are going to be concerned with their immediate problem. And if we miss that next round, they're just not going to get it at all.
Yeah, would it be any harm? What I'm thinking about
is to do it in a very low key way.
But they didn't read the announcement, but that's what I was thinking. But I mean, I would hope that they would be to read the announcement that war was going to make until 10 o'clock. You know, that's the announcement. We didn't want to give you a little notice of the fact. Of war, and we follow orders to particularly give it to us. In a way, to get it to be sure that it's just a matter of fact in front of it, and I'll tell her that the door gets beyond it, not any of it for them.
Right. But you took the train from it because then I didn't pass to the North Station East.
But he wants to break that, but I just don't want to destroy it. I don't want to destroy it in the front.
So I was going to get a good standing quick.
That's why we will have to answer one question about the bomber.
Right.
Because you see, you can take that out in the second, because that has to be that, that will have to be asked and answered. But I'll add all of the questions and give us that comment.
Exactly.
But we'll have something. Will it be a picture, or are you surprised, or do you find out in the comment, no comment, no comment? I'll instruct him on that. But he will have to protect us from the bomb, and we'll be asked. And we'll be answered about as well. That's what I want to do. Just read it so there's absolutely no interpretation.
Right.
You said you have forwarded already, I suggested answer to that question.
Yes, I've given a text to Kennedy, and he has given it tomorrow, and he'll give it to him tomorrow afternoon.
He's given to Kennedy the text of the announcement and the answer to the one question. That's all.
Yeah. Okay. We will transmit that to the North Mason East.
Yeah.
About 6 hours before we do it.
Mm-hmm. I suppose they might take it early, you know.
I don't know. They have no reason to
do that. I don't know whether it would do any good for you in your communication with us to say that this is a time for both parties not to pipe down on the rhetoric.
I've already done that.
What you tell them?
I said that it's important that both sides show maximum restraint in their public utterances and the incident before the negotiation.
Okay. I don't think you can expect them to show you the benefit of these things. There is no time effect to tell them that. No time effect. But whatever they say, we'll just have to hold our comments to nothing.
No, sir.
The problem we will have, as you can imagine, is the masses of attempts to look at French interests. And of course, they want to know if they can clarify those and all that stuff. And we just don't clarify about that thing.
Exactly. The facts speak for themselves.
It seems to me it does. I don't
all know. The bloody liberals have said that the history proves you can't bomb them to the conference stage.
Is that what they say?
That's what's been the standard.
I know they say that we're conference bomb and the conference stage is another word. As a matter of fact, that's the only way to ever go there.
Exactly. Yeah. They all said that nobody expects the negotiations to be resumed so soon. Everyone is waiting for Congress to be all over.
Are
they? Yes.
Yeah. But we'll see what the Congress says now. But
I don't think they can do anything before the negotiations resume. What can they do before there's a negotiation?
That's the other thing we were saying before, I guess.
Well, Mr. President, the facts are they won't really be back until the 4th. I'll be leaving until on the
7th.
On the 8th, I'll be actually negotiating.
Yeah.
He will know very quickly whether it's going to work or not.
Yeah.
If it's not.
I'm trying to avoid, for that reason, any kind of a meeting and any kind of meeting until after your negotiations, which is going to be goddamn hard because Ehrlich's got a lot of domestic stuff that we want to break up with him, and, you know, fighting and losing all that stuff. But I think it's just critical not to have any meeting with him at this point. Okay,
that's going to work. Then we're in a different ball game anyway.
See, what I'm talking about is that if the Congress is back on the 3rd,
but they don't have to get organized till this. I mean, the people won't come back until the 3rd.
Yeah, and then they will come back on the 3rd. They will meet. And they will then, of course, be clamoring for a meeting. The Republicans will. And the other person will be clamoring for a meeting on the board and discuss everything.
Right.
That's a good idea on that, is to let people carry him.
That's easy. That's easy.
And you just talk to him.
Yeah.
I could say, prior to the time that things were done,
it's really much better.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to do a good man's field call and say that President is out and say he's not the president again.